the miraculous catch of fish. Jesus went around preaching in the synagogues of Galilee, and while the people pressed upon him to hear God's word, he was standing by the lake of Galilee. So they were so enthusiastic to hear him, and probably they had a problem listening to him because he didn't have a microphone and a loud speaker. It was just Jesus talking. And so they wanted to get as near to him as they could. And they kept on pushing until he had to stand in the water. Well, he saw two boats that were standing there by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And so he got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to just put out a little bit from the land. And Jesus sat down in the boat and taught the crowds of people out of the boat, just a little bit off the beach. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, that's Peter, "Launch out into the deeper water and let down your nets to catch fish." But Simon said to Jesus, "Master, we worked all night long and took nothing. They didn't catch a single fish. But at your word, I will let down the net." So, at your word. So this is what we respect when we read the Bible, that here we're reading the words of God and the words of Jesus. And if we read something that, oh, I must do that, we should do it, even if it seems stupid to us. So Peter thought, what's the point in fishing in the daytime? It's better to fish at night. That's a better chance of catching the fish. But we fished all night and we didn't catch a single fish. And so it all seemed a bit stupid. And it's a bit like some of the things that Jesus might ask us to do. Like he says, be baptized. We might think, how silly to take your clothes off and go into the water and dip underwater. And that connects me with the death of Jesus and with him rising again, his resurrection. And when he comes back, I'll be resurrected and live forever. It all might sound a bit silly, or taking a little piece of bread and a little sip of wine in memory of his death and his body and his blood. It all seems a bit silly if you look at it like that. But it was just as silly to think that you've got to go and fish again in the daytime when Peter says, we worked hard, we toiled all night long and didn't catch a single fish. But if Jesus, in his word, says, do this, let's do it. So when they had done it, when they'd obeyed what Jesus said, they caught a huge multitude of fish and their nets were breaking. And they beckoned unto their partners in the other boat that they should come and help them. Remember, there were two boats standing by the lake. And Jesus had got into one of them, the one that belonged to Peter. So the other boat pushed out and came and helped them, and they filled both the boats with so many fish that the boats began to sink. So they were rather greedy, taking so many fish, thinking, wow, we could sell these for so much money. But when Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was just amazed, and all that were with him, at the huge catch of fish which they had taken, and so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were the partners with Simon. So he realized, oh, I've been just thinking too much about fish, 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 fish. I was greedy, I grabbed as much as I could, and now I feel bad about it. I'm too sinful for Jesus. And we feel like that sometimes. I know Jesus is true and real, but I'm such a sinner, I'm so weak, and he's so much better than me. Just go away from me. But Jesus said to Simon, fear not, from now on you will catch men. And when they brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed Jesus. So when Jesus said to Peter, fear not, he means don't fear the fact that you're weak and you're human and you're a sinner and you are thinking fish, 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 money, money, money. I know that you're weak and I know that you're fearful, but that's now go and catch men. Now what he meant by that was go and preach. Because when we go out preaching, go out into the deep water, go out into the world, we are catching people for the kingdom of God. Now, this wonderful miracle happened again after Jesus rose from the dead. It was exactly the same situation. But that time, it was a bit different. They caught 153 huge fish, counted them one by one, but the net did not break. So somehow, when you go out preaching, God will always provide what you need. And your resources or what you've got to do the job will somehow, although it will be stretched, like their nets were stretched later on, it won't break. It will always, just about, be enough. And that's why, at this stage, when they come back onto the shore, they leave everything. They left all their fish that had nearly sunk their boats. They just left them there in a pile, and I suppose people came and took them for free. They thought, no more worrying about fish, 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 money, money, money. They just left them and followed Jesus.